Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is the Advice Show, and I'm your host, Philip, and I have my co-host, as always, a co-host that got a lot to say and makes sense doing it, Ms. Gabriella. How you doing, Ms. Gabriella?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. I'm looking forward to the show tonight.
Okay, so tonight's episode and topic is, are you content being single? And tonight's guest will be Lamar Ladd from VH1's Making Mr. Right. So I'm going to bring him into the show, and we'll get started. Definitely want to find out about this brother. So, Lamar, how you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing good, man. I appreciate you having me on the show today.
Oh, shoot, brother, I'm very happy that you joined. Shoot, we try to make you feel right at home. So let me ask you a question. Can you tell us just a little bit about yourself?
Okay, first off, shout out to my people from Mobile, Alabama. That's where I was born and raised, down back in deep south, you know. Love me some southern cooking. Went to college, played basketball all the way through high school and college, down at Langston University, pledged Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated. Shout out to the bros. And now pretty much I've been acting in modeling, did a lot of modeling, you know, Burger King, Smirnoff, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I'm just trying to make a push in this whole acting, hosting industry and things like that. And, of course, you know, the show Making Mr. Right, that's a big project that I just worked on. It's airing right now at Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on VH1.
Okay, that definitely sounds good. And, shoot, brother, you got a lot of things going good for yourself. You one of them brothers, you would say, shoot, you one of the decent brothers out there. So let me ask you another question. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. No, go ahead.
What made you decide to try to get into reality TV?
Oh, man. It's you know, first off, you know, I'm single. So when the opportunity came along to me, I was actually about to go to a acting school. And then they pretty much, you know, the show call, you know, I got into it through social media. Somebody saw some pictures and thought I'd be good for the show. And I was like, well, hey, well, I ain't got no woman, you know. So, you know, they want to hook me up with a woman and then put it on TV. It sounded like a good deal to me. So I'm like, hey, I'll go ahead and do it.
Okay, now that makes sense. Was there any sacrifices you had to make being on the show?
Any sacrifices? Well, I feel like the biggest sacrifices that I had to make to being on the show was, you know, as far as like just dating and, you know, the life that I had beforehand. You know, it was, you know, dating somebody here and there. You know, how we all got somebody who we go out with and who we may be a little bit interested in and something like that. So, you know, of course, that was going to be a big sacrifice, saying that, you know, a girl going to be like, oh, you going on a dating show? You must don't care nothing about me, you know. So it was kind of like, since it was no commitments, you know. So that little part kind of had to play a risk, and that part had to be kind of a sacrifice, in just putting myself out there as just, you know, just totally single, which I was. But you know, I had to take a little backlash from people who I've went out with here and there.
Okay, now how did your family and friends respond to seeing you on the show?
Actually, man, my mom and my brother, I'm very close with my mom and my brother. And when they found out about the show, they were actually very excited. You know, my friends and my family, everybody's been, like, really excited. Everybody's been, like, following me, and everybody loved the fact that somebody from the South, somebody from Alabama, somebody from Mobile in specific, you know, just somebody just down home country guy pretty much on a reality show. So it's like our personalities, you know, because everybody, you know, entailed everybody who had a part in raising me back home, you know, it's like, okay, we putting the South out there right now. So everybody loved it, man. I've been getting mad love from, you know, Tennessee. I lived in Tennessee 2 years, born and raised in Mobile, lived in Oklahoma for a little while. So I've been getting mad love from everybody, and they've been hitting me up on Twitter, Facebook. And so everybody's been really, really, really just loving it and tuning into the show and showing a whole lot of love to it.
Well, that's good. You got some definite support from the family and friends back home. I mean, you know, whatever you're trying to do, it's a little easy, you know what I'm saying, instead of them trying to, you know, kick against the grain with you.
Right, right. So, you know, and they're loving the fact that, you know, as, you know, we're up on the, coming up on the fifth episode now. You know, we showed the fourth episode last week. Coming up on the fifth episode now, and everybody's pretty much loving the fact that I'm not falling into the whole crazy just reality world to where I'm fighting on camera and acting a fool on camera. I'm just being me, you know. So I've been getting a whole lot of love about that, of just being me and not changing who I am on the show.
Okay, now, do you recommend others to try reality TV?
You got to be a strong person, because everything about you is being exposed. You know, we were on camera 24 hours a day. You know, there's nothing that we were talking about that couldn't be aired. So, you know, if you are not a strong-minded person, then I wouldn't recommend it. But, you know, I guess it takes a special person to do it, you know. And if you're not strong-willed and there's a lot of things about your life that you don't want to expose, then no. Because literally we had cameras on us even when we were sleeping. We couldn't go into a bathroom and lock the door, put it like that. They could come in there while you were taking a shower. You know, you didn't know at some points when cameras were on you or not. So, you know, if you don't want everything about your life exposed, then definitely not.
Okay, it sounds like some good sound advice for those of you that think about reality TV. This brother telling you the real. So now, that follows my next question. People have said reality TV isn't real. Do you find this true or false?
I'm going to answer that question for me, man. You know, for me, when you see Lamar on reality TV, it's definitely real, because I'm being real. You know, so I can't answer the question for everybody else, you know, if, you know, you interview some of the, you know, housewives or anybody else, as far as their plot and their premises and everything like that, then I don't know. But as far as me, as far as Lamar is concerned, and what you're getting with me on the reality show, is definitely real, because I'm not on there faking. I'm not on there trying to be somebody else. So I'm real, and I'm on the show. So it's a real show.
Okay, Ms. Gabriella, your line of question.
All right, so what I wanted to ask you is, why did you come on the reality TV show to find love?
Well, for one, I thought that, you know, with me coming to a reality TV show, you know, I'm coming and I'm bringing the real, I'm staying who I am. So if they saying they're going to try to find me love, they're going to have to try to find me love for real, because I'm not going to be on there faking with nobody else. So, and if you see me on there, if you say I'm feeling somebody, if I say I'm feeling somebody, then that means I'm feeling them or whatever, because I'm not going to fake it for the cameras. So when they said, hey, do you want to come on this show and, you know, we can hopefully find your perfect match, then I don't know if they knew what kind of task they was taking up. So I'm like, okay, we'll see if you can do that. And, you know, if you want to film me doing the process and getting my thought process and doing all of this, then you definitely gonna get the real. So if you want to take on that challenge, then I'm more than willing to do it.
Okay. So outside of television, what was your experience out there in the dating world?
My experience in the dating world was, I feel like I dated a lot of women who sent their representatives. You know, who sent their representatives for the first months, even year, while we were dating, you know. So, you know, you send out one person, you go out on that first date, and you all nice and you all polite and things like that, and then everything changes when it comes down the line, and then you see the real person. That's something that I just don't believe in. Once you see me, then you getting the real me. You getting the real Lamar from that first date. It's like, you know, if we walk outside and you stand by your car door and you tell me, ain't you going to come over here and open my door? You know, if I don't do it all the time, then I'm not going to do it right then, because then you're going to be expecting it all the time. I'm going to give you the real me up front. public doors, I open all public doors. That's what I tell every person I date. I open all public doors. Car doors, every now and again. So I'm not going to do things on the first date that I'm not going to continue to do. And I think that in my dating experience, then I was sent the representative of girls, and then I meet another person 6 months to a year later.
Okay, so when you say representative, what does that mean?
That means you're putting your best foot forward. That means you're not showing me the person that you really are at the beginning of the date. And you trying to just make yourself seem like you're this and you're that, but really you're not. You're doing that to hook a man. And I feel like I ran into that a lot.
Well, I totally understand. A lot of psychologists say that within the first 6 months to a year, people oftentimes disguise their personality. So I understand where you're coming from with that. So another question I wanted to ask you is, do you feel that there is a woman out there for you?
I definitely feel like there is a woman out there for me. I don't feel like I found her yet. But, you know, I'm not one of those people who say that I'm bad at relationships, because every relationship that you have is going to be bad up until you meet that right person. So I just hadn't met that right person yet. I know that there's someone out there for me. So, you know, I'm not going to say that I'm bad at relationships, you know, because everybody who out there who dated you, you know, you've dated plenty of people, you know, before say you get married. You know, I don't know how many people each person has dated before they got married, but they've dated that many people, and then, you know, they got married. So that's one good person out of all the people who they dated. So, you know, the percentages of it aren't real good, but, you know, you just got to keep dating until you find that perfect one. And I know my perfect one is out there. I'm just, you know, in search of her right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have found her, just keep looking at the show. Wednesday nights, VH1, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, so do you think that you'll ever get married?
That's the ultimate goal. You know, my ultimate goal is to get married, possibly have a couple of kids. And, you know, so, yeah, that is the ultimate goal. And it's not something that I'm running to. But it's not something, it's definitely not something that I'm running from. It just has to go with the flow. It has to be right.
Mm-hmm. It's just it's something that's more natural. It's not something that you're just trying to push for, like you're just going to go out and just find a wife. It's something that just happens naturally. That's what you mean?
Exactly. I'm not one of the people who puts a time clock on myself. You know, I hear people a lot of times saying, oh, you know, I'm 25 years old now, and I need to be married within the next 2 years. I'm 30 years old now. I should have been married by now. I don't put any kind of time limits on myself, because I'm not going to ever settle for anything. I'm not going to compromise for, you know, what I want. So if I have to wait till I'm 40, 50 years old, then that's what I'll do. I'm not going to compromise and get into a bad relationship just because I want to be married.
Mm-hmm.
May I interject here for a second? Perfect. May I interject for a second? Just real quick. What you said about you want to wait. Like, see, you don't have a timetable on you, brother, anyway, because men age like wine. I know you know that statement, right?
Hey, exactly. I get better with time, brother, better with time. Hey, I don't feel like I age anyway. I feel like age is a state of mind. I feel like I'm like 19, 20 years old right now, man, to tell you the truth.
I feel you.
Well, see, that's because he's a man, and see, unfortunately, as women, we do kind of have a certain window, but, you know.
I think y'all feel like y'all have a window or whatever, but I think a lot of women end up just settling because they have that window, and a man comes along and they look at the stats of that man like, oh, he's 30 years old, he's 6'4", he looks nice, he has a nice job, and there's absolutely no chemistry there. And then I think some women enter into a bad relationship just because the guy's stats was good, and then there was no good relationship there, you know, so they end up going into, like, a bad relationship just because the person had good stats, and they feel like they're within the next 2-3 years.
Lamar, I don't agree with that statement, brother. I don't agree with that one. I don't agree, and I'm going to tell you why I don't agree. Now, I told you this first part of that statement, men age like wine, but they also say women age like milk. You know what that means? You know what it means? No, you know milk has a certain timetable that is good, and after that, it's spoiled. Well, like versus men,
right.
The longer it stays, the better it gets. Now, what does that mean by women age like milk? They only have so much time to have their children, and they go through menopause, correct? And with that, let's keep it real. I keep it real on my show. You know good and well, a woman got so much time before time and age catch up with her. And you know good and well, let's be real. Don't fake it. I don't fake on mine. You know good and well, I don't care how much money this woman got. You know good and well, a man wants a nice-looking woman. Yeah, older women are looking better and better these days because they take care of themselves more, they eat better, they have medications and surgery and everything. But at the end of the day, it's much harder for a woman to wait till she's 50. You can wait till you're 50 and get a chick that's like 21 if you want to, but 9 times out of 10, her waiting till she's 50 to do it? Nah, that's just not going to happen. And plus, like I said, she never had kids.
I feel exactly what you're saying, but I feel like some women, I mean, you're absolutely right in everything you just said, but I feel like some women feel as though they put that timetable on themselves, and what you said about the timetable is correct, and all the facts that you just made, that's correct, but when they have it in their head that they got to get married at this certain point, then I feel like some women start selling, and then that enters into a bad relationship because the guy had good stats. Like, he had good stats. I'm this age. Okay, I need to marry him. And that ain't the case all the time. And then you end up entering into a bad relationship because you didn't go into a relationship for chemistry and love. You went into it because the guy had good stats about himself.
Well, what I think is that it is important to, as a woman, to recognize that, you know, you only do have a certain time frame. There is no way around it. I understand what you say, but if a woman is 40 years old and she's never been married, it's very unlikely that she'll be able to find someone. That's just, unfortunately, that's just the way it is, because once a woman reaches 35 and older, a lot of the times you can end up having children with birth defects, and there's so many other problems that could come along with that. And when a man is out there looking for a wife, he's not really out there looking for a 45-year-old woman, no matter how successful she is. But I also think it's important for a woman to not settle, because, I mean, you recognize that you only have a certain time limit, but you can't just sit there and say, okay, I'm going to get married just for the sake of getting married, or I'm going to get married because all my friends have kids already and I don't, and all this kind of stuff. You need to find someone that's compatible and someone who's going to be a good partner, who's going to be able to raise your kids and so on and so forth. So that's important as well. Okay, so.
Exactly, and that's exactly what I'm saying. You still got to find that person with the right chemistry, no matter what, you know, age you are. If you feel like your time clock is about to expire, you just can't jump into something and there's no chemistry there and there's no actual love, there's no actual commitment there. You're just looking at somebody for the outside and the stats of the person, and there's no chemistry. And then even later on, it's just really going to more so waste your time, because you're going to end up getting into something with somebody because, like I keep saying, like, because they got those good stats, you're going to get into something, find out you don't really love that person, and now you done wasted 2-3 years of your life, possibly had a kid with that person, and then, you know, now you're going through a whole lot of other mess because you felt like your time clock was running out and you didn't marry a person because of the chemistry. You married them because your time clock was running out.
And so what is your best advice for people that are single?
For people that are single, I mean, my advice to them, and possibly myself, you'll have to still see if I'm single after you watch the show, Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. VH1. I think my advice is to not settle, and that's something that I'm not doing, you know. And also, you know, when we're going out on these dates and things like that, is don't send a representative. Be yourself on that first date, just like you know you're going to be 6 months, a year and a half down the line. Be yourself on that first date. Just come at me with the real at the beginning, you know. And also, just don't settle. Don't settle for less, you know. Just, you know, keep your standards high, whatever they are, you know, just keep your standards and then, you know, move forward from that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so outside of television, when you're just out and about, have you noticed that because you're now kind of in the public eye a little more with the fact that you're on television, are you being approached more by women?
You know, I am being approached more by women. It's because I'm seen on TV, and that part makes it, you know, I kind of have to shift through more than I normally did. So, you know, I don't, sometimes, you know, I feel like I am a nice looking guy. You know, I am 6'4", athletic frame, played a little college basketball. So, you know, my self-esteem was a little high before the show in the first place. So, you know, sometimes with my ego, I gotta be like, okay, hold on, Lamar. You know, you think this woman coming up to you just because you on this show, or you think you just, you know, you think you just swagged out tonight and you think that's why she coming up to you. So, you know, then I have to kind of start thinking and talking to myself a little bit and wondering what's the real reason that this girl is coming up to me. But, you know, I feel like I have a little discernment on why some girls are coming up, you know, and some of the girls who have, you know, started back calling and started back texting. You know, I kind of see through that real quick. But, you know, when I meet new people, you know, it has been a, you know, influx of new people when I'm out in public. Oh, you that guy from Making Mr. Right and blah, 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 and all that good stuff. So it has been an influx of more females who come up and try to talk to me because of the show. But because of my self-esteem sometimes, I may not think it's because of the show. So I have to sit back and talk to myself for a second and contemplate a little bit.
Now, that's funny. That's funny. I want to say something. That's funny. I bet you all them females wouldn't give you a time of day. Now they want to talk to you. Now I'm seeing you on VH1 now, huh? Oh, come on. What, how you doing? Let me talk to you on Facebook. Let me give you my number. Like, you sorry, female, you. You didn't want to talk to me before. Why you want to talk to me now? You know you're dealing with that.
I exactly. But see, the thing about it is with me, that's just my problem, man. It's just, you know, I'm thinking like, hey, they may really want to holler at me because, you know, I'm thinking I'm walking somewhere. You know, whenever I walk out, I make sure, you know, the outfit is right. You know, I'm making sure the car is shined up, the outfit is right, and I'm walking in, and you know, I'm feeling good. So, you know, I'm thinking that they maybe want to just holler at me in the first place. So that's why I got to sit back and like, I wonder if she just saw me on the show or something like that, and something like, because, you know, before the show, you know, I wasn't doing that bad when I walked out, when I stepped out and somebody wanted to holler at me. I wasn't doing that bad in that area, you know, as far as somebody, people trying to holler at me, you know, before the show. But then after the show, now I got to think about the show and see if they just want to holler at me because, you know, they see a little other potential coming in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't let them catch you up, man. Whatever you do, don't get caught up. Whatever you do, child support's a mug. Don't get caught up. Don't you dare get caught up.
If it's not the child support, it's the alimony. And if it's not the alimony,
man, forget that.
Alimony is
gone. Forget that. Alimony lasts so long. Child support lasts 18 years. 18 years of financial debt. You're going to be paying that debt.
Hey.
If you don't pay, you're going to jail. Forget that.
Hey, I feel you on that one, bro. So, definitely, you know, I'm gonna have to. I gotta keep it wrapped up. I'm not trying to be no baby daddy out there at all.
Please don't, cause them females will tell you all kind of stuff. I took the pill. I'm on the shot. I'm like this. I always tell dudes this: if I didn't see you take it, you're not on it.
Hey, I feel you there, bro. So hopefully next time you won't see me, you're like, oh, Lamar Ladd from VH1. Now I'm more of a Povich awaiting the DNA testing.
I'm laughing at you, dog. I'm like, I told him, leave the females alone.
Hey, Zach, then you're going to have me back on the show. So how did you feel after the paternity test came back and the results were positive, negative? So, yeah, hopefully we won't do that show.
No, we better not. I'll be mad. I said, man, another brother got caught up in child support.
Mm-mm. Hey, you might be mad, but you still going to do that show.
Yeah, man. I was like, now you got to pay whatever percentage it is of child support. And this chick gonna want all your money, every bit of it. She gonna want the pocket lint in your pocket. She want 20% of that.
I'm at my full-time job. You gonna see me on TV and McDonald's at the same time.
Stupid, man. I feel you. Just don't get caught up, man. Whatever you do, wait till you get married before you have kids, please. If she ain't worth your last name, she ain't worth your baby. That's what I tell dudes, too. Keep that in mind, please. Because from how you talk, you got a high ego. So that's what I'm going to tell you. Yeah, you better watch it because they got females got game out there you ain't ready for yet. I'm telling you. They got some with game. You think you know,
bro? That's why I got female friends, man, who care about me, who look out for me. So, you know, I try to recognize game. You know, I feel like I got a female advisor out there, you know. Shout out to her. And, you know, I tell her sometimes, like, now, this girl is coming at me, and she said this, this, and this. And then she'll come at me like, nah, this is what she really trying to do. So I got a female on the team who's telling me all the female stories. So all you ladies out there listening, you know, don't come at me trying to run no game. I know your number off the bat.
That's good. That's real good. You always got to have a few females on your team. She'll tell you the game, what it is.
Hey, man, we
got to
have somebody on our team. Steve Harvey
done
wrote a book on us.
Someone else to Steve Harvey in that book. I don't even want to go there.
Hey, you know, anytime you're talking about some dating, man, you know you got to talk about Steve Harvey sometimes, man. You know, he done wrote this whole book for females, and they reading this thing like a Bible.
Man, forget that. You remember after I seen that movie, man, let me tell you something. I remember I went to YouTube, I did a video about that movie, and I said this. I said, that 90-day rule crap is unrealistic than what I ever seen. Don't tell me. I said, I know females that said that sit there and wouldn't even follow that even a week. Then you sit up there, you say, okay, I ain't trying to fool the chick. I'm trying to keep it, you know, cool. And she be wondering what's wrong with you. You don't want to touch it. She be like, is he gay? Like, chick, I ain't gay. I don't know you like that. I don't want to touch you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Exactly, dude, I feel you right there, man. I put a Facebook post on the other day, man. You know, you got females out there right now that they always getting on me about this cooking because I want a woman who can cook, man. And I feel like it's harder to get a woman to cook for you nowadays than sleep with you. So I asked a couple females that on Facebook, and some hit me back was like, you know. Well, yeah, cooking is something that's just very intimate and things like that. And I'm like, it's cooking as opposed to giving up your body. So I'm feeling, you know, so females literally out there right now are giving themselves up before they even get in the kitchen and cook. So I'm like, hey, what's the deal? So that 90-day rule don't exist.
Yeah, it exists because my wife, she cook and she cook very well. But I was the type like you. I ain't fooling no female that can't cook. I don't know what I'm going to do with you. Like you said, yeah, it's easy to give it up because it don't require much work. Let's be real. 90% of work is done by us. Let's think about it. So when you cook, you actually got to think about what you're going to make, know how to put it together, make sure you don't burn it. You know, how I always say I can't have a female that's going to be not cooking. I'm eating in a restaurant every day. Well, what's up with that? You're $45 in a restaurant every meal, I'd be broke. I would go to the grocery store and get food and cook.
I can't tell you how many female friends I have that can't even boil hot water. It's embarrassing. Like, unfortunately, these days, you know, thanks to a lot of these hyper-feminists, like I myself, I learned how to cook, clean, and sew before I was 12. So, but I know
wow,
a lot of
what's
girls...
what's your name, Bills? I need to holler at you.
They can't boil hot water. they can't even, like, there was a time we were doing a home economics project, and then this girl had the nerve to sit there and call her mother and ask how to boil an egg. Like, these, a lot of these females don't know how to do things like that. Now, I wouldn't recommend asking a girl to cook, like, right off the bat, but, you know, it's just important if you're, I'm just saying, because I don't
Let's get into that for a second, real quick. Why?
Let me explain, okay, before we get all crazy.
Sex? So why?
Yeah, let's do that. Talk about that. Explain your stance right now.
I'm trying to. All right. I do cook for certain people, but that's only people that I've known for a while. Like, I don't just meet someone off the street, go on two dates, and then cook a meal. It doesn't work that way. Now, if it's somebody that I've known for a while, then, of course, there's the, you know, I can't tell you how many times I've had a guy that's either a friend or whatever, and I will make a plate of cookies and just bring it over. Or if I make a big old thing of pasta, or I make some lasagna, or I make whatever, I might give him some and bring it in a Gladware container, just spontaneously. Just, you know, just to show that I actually know how to cook. But I don't just do it for anyone.
So pretty much what you're saying is it could possibly be a 90-day rule on the booty, but it's a 90-day rule. What's the day rule on the cooking? Is it 120? I mean, you said you've known somebody for a long time. I mean, what's the rule on that?
Number one, I don't follow Steve Harvey's teachings at all.
Okay.
Gabriella, he didn't say you did. He didn't say you did. He just used it as a reference.
It depends on the circumstance. Like, everybody has a certain time frame. If it's somebody that I only talk to once a week, or if that, like once every 2 weeks, I'm not going to cook it. I'm not going to go out of my way to cook an elaborate meal. But if it's someone that I talk to a lot, and it's someone I hear from every day, and we're really close, then of course, like even if it's just a month, I'll bring them something over.
If I've known you for 2 weeks? I saw you out. One of my favorite places in Atlanta to go to is Twist. I saw you out at Twist at this bar restaurant. I see you. We make some nice, good eye contact. I walk over to you, ask you your name and your number. We connect. The next day, I take you to lunch. The day after that, we go to dinner. So within 2 weeks' time frame, say I done took you out 3-4 times and we done talked on the phone every day. Can you cook for me that third week?
Depends on what you're asking
for. Oh, no.
She done got quiet. Even when you cook for me, or if I ask any female to cook for me, you give me the grocery list. I'll go to the store and I'll buy the groceries. All I'm asking you to do is cook.
That's better. That's perfect, actually. I'll cook for you right then and there. Buy the groceries. And anything you want me to cook, I will cook.
Hold on, Ms. Gabriella, that wasn't the question. He didn't say about going and getting nothing. He said after doing all that, would you cook him after a certain amount of time? And your response was, well, that depends.
It depends on what it is. Like, I can't.
Most men are not that hard to please. I don't see most men say, well, you know what? I want filet mignon, and I want, you know, from scratch, a fettuccine alfredo with a nice red wine. You have all that?
Exactly.
Hamburger and french fries. Just make it at the house. Watch some Netflix.
Of course I can make hamburger, french fries, pasta, whatever.
That's still considered cooking?
That's easy.
Yeah.
Of course I can do that.
Considered cooking. So you tell me females think that a cook, it got to be something at a 4-star restaurant? When most men like, give me some hot dogs.
The way he asked, I thought he was asking for some big elaborate meal. But if it's something like, okay, can you make me a burger and some fries or something? Of course. I can make the fries from scratch.
Lamar, when you ask a woman to cook, you want an elaborate meal or you want just something?
That'll take us into a whole other topic. You know why? Because I feel like, you know, men, we simple. But, you know, I think females sometimes, they make things so complicated. And we ain't thinking that much. We ain't put that much thought into it. If you say, babe, I'm cooking for you tonight, and I walk in and you got me some kind of pasta or whatever, some nice gourmet hamburgers with some hand-cut fries, man, I'm all cool with that.
Exactly. It puts a smile on your face. Like, I asked my wife, I said, babe, can you make me some sushi? Say, yeah, I'll make you some sushi. You know how much it put a smile on my face and know it made me feel like I'm loved, that my wife feeds me. It makes me happy as a man. Mm-hmm. It's just simple things like that makes us happy. Yeah, you feed a man real good, he ain't going to go nowhere because you ain't got too many women that's going to feed you.
Okay, that's
exactly.
I mean,
I couldn't agree more.
I'm not downplaying that at all. I think that a woman that can cook is a very attractive thing because a lot of people can't do it.
These feminists have messed it up. For all y'all, I'm telling you, these feminists, you ain't got to cook. Woman's rights. Woman's this. And then men treat you like a man. Then you're like, why you don't treat me like a woman? The feminists have messed it up.
Okay,
exactly.
You
just like, but I make six figures now. I don't need to be coming home and getting in no kitchen right now. But yet, you know,
different.
We still.
And that's why females like that won't get a man either.
Exactly. Hey, I'm with you on that, bro. I'm like, hey, just because you make, I don't care how. That's one thing about me. I don't care how much the person I'm with makes. I've dated girls who made way more than me, and you know, I'm not. Yeah, I do okay. But I've dated girls who would make way more than I make. But when I go out, when we go out, I'm still the man. I'm still taking care of the bill when we go out. I'm still taking care of the things that I need to take care of. I don't care how much money you make, but I still need you to be the woman, though.
Mm-hmm. But my question is, how long do you think a woman should wait before cooking something for someone? Because let's just say, for example, it's just someone that you've met and you're just kind of casually dating. Do you think that a woman should really go out of her way to just pull out all the stops and do everything for just someone she's just dating?
I mean, I feel like if I've taken you out a couple of times and, you know, me and the lifestyle that I live, honestly, I don't even like to eat out all of the time. So mm-hmm. I like to know what's going into my food. So I really don't think it should be that long. You know, I think after a couple of dates, then I think you should be willing to cook for me. I don't think that that's a huge deal. I mean, and, you know, honestly, you're not out at a restaurant. You're being able to sit in a house and you're able to talk and communicate more. I mean, if you want to look at that whole side of it, but, you know, really I ain't thinking about all that. I feel like after I take you out a couple of times, I feel like you need to go ahead and hop in that kitchen and go ahead and throw some pots and pans on that on the stove.
Okay, I got a question. What is the, Miss Gabrielle, I'm sorry, you're the only woman I could ask this to right now. What's the big deal? Because you're saying, well, I mean, you're making
exactly.
It seem like y'all women are sitting there and sit all those hours in a chair getting your hair done. You put all that makeup on your face. You get all your stuff done to entertain a man. That takes more time and more money to actually impress a guy than it would to feed him. You could feed him in your T-shirt and sweatpants, and he'd be happy with that. And you look so beautiful to him when you're doing it. Without all that stuff on, just cooking the meal. And that's easy. That's very easy to do. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, please.
So what's so hard? So what's so hard about it? Because when you go in these restaurants, I'm telling you, it's automatically $45, $50 a pop, easy, for two meals. Okay, at least in my opinion.
Hey, don't get no drinks. Don't get no
You start ordering drinks, then it gets higher than that. Depends on where you're going. Some places you may spend a bill right up that, including drinks, whatever like that. Don't talk about you want to go to some like for instance, one of the Brazilian steakhouses or whatever that sell that all expensive meat or whatever. Like,
exactly.
Come on, you know what I'm saying? So a man doing all that stuff, and
mm-hmm.
me, if
mm-hmm.
it was me, just okay, if it was me. I don't feel bad if a woman kept taking me out and I don't do nothing for her. And she wanted something like just simple like cooking. I'm just saying if the roles reversed, I don't feel horrible. I'm like, dog, I don't want to make this woman feel like I'm like using her or so I got to do something nice because I don't want to feel like. But see, that's the problem with society. The females feel too entitled. That's the problem.
That's not to be honest with you, my hesitation has nothing to do with that because first of all, well, for me, if I'm just getting to know someone, I don't spend a lot of money on somebody I don't even know. So that's not even, I'm taking that out of the equation. So, but for me, the fact that you're cooking for someone, that's kind of, in my opinion, that's just something that I reserve for either friends or people that I've, you know, that I care about. Because I understand that you say that you need to show someone that you can, you know, you need to show that you can cook, but that's just from what I was taught, like, cooking is just something that you do for someone that you're really serious with. You don't sit there and, you know, you don't cook and buy gifts and do everything in your power to impress someone that you don't really know too well, because you don't know how the relationship is going to turn out. So it kind of, you know, pulling out all your home ec skills doesn't really, that's just not something that a lot of teams are comfortable with.
But that's not what he said, Ms. Gabrielle. That's not what he said. He said after a few weeks, he said after a few weeks, 2-3 weeks, by the third week, he said, can he get a meal? Now, I understand what you say. If you met a guy the first day, I don't expect you'd be in bed at Crocker the next. But he said after 3 weeks, that was the original question, was can he get a meal? And you said it depends. So I keep going back to that. I keep going back to that because that's basically what you had said. So, you know, and somebody put in the chat room this, and it's true. It is courtship for us from you guys. Just like us trying to give y'all gifts to impress y'all, or, you know, all the stuff we do to try to impress y'all, that's part of it with men. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you keep a man happy in the bedroom and keep him full, he ain't going to go nowhere. That's really what you got to do. And be supportive, of course. Be supportive and loving.
But from my perspective, I'm not really out there looking for a husband.
Well, I know so you're not, but I'm just giving an example because a lot of women talk like you. You're not the only one. So I'm not picking on you. I'm talking about mindset.
Of course, I would cook something depending on the guy. I can't really, you know, I don't know exactly how. I haven't gone on a date with you, so I can't say, you know.
I mean, but you got to look at it like this, too. I mean, you saying that you don't want to put all your time and effort into somebody who you don't know that you're going to be dating for a while, but look at us. We're putting our time and our money into taking somebody out who we don't know. The whole thing is dating is a risk. Everything about dating is a risk in itself. So, you know, for you to say you don't want to put all your time and effort into not getting in the kitchen and turning into Betty Crocker after a couple of weeks, well, you know, what if every guy out there said, well, I ain't going to take her out to no nice meal. Say, I ain't going to take her out to no nice meal at Ruth Chris or Fleming's at a nice steakhouse because I don't know where it's going to go. So the first date, I'm going to take you to Waffle House. You know, so then you look at us like we crazy.
Actually, to be honest with you, one of my general rules is not to spend a lot of money on a stranger. But, I mean, I'm content with going out to the movies and going for a walk and then going to get something small to eat. I'm not really the kind of person that is impressed by a fancy meal at the finest restaurant in town because I've done it before with my family. I can't, you know, even if I wanted to take myself out to the finest restaurant in town right now, I could with my own money.
Right.
So I don't, you know, I'm not really impressed by money. What I'm impressed by is can you keep a conversation going? So I don't really, you know, all that spending money, like a large amount of money on the first date is kind of strange for me.
But he didn't say first date. He said 3 weeks.
Three? Okay, I understand the 3 weeks.
Can I get you in the kitchen after 3 weeks?
Yes, I mean, depending on the circumstance, like, if we really
Thank you.
That's what I was trying to say the whole time, though. I'm saying, depending on the circumstance, I can't say right off the bat, if I've never gone out with you, if I'm going to say, yes, I'm going to cook you a meal. Depending on, it's like, if we click really well and you're a really cool person, we talk every day, we get along really well, of course I will cook for you. But if it's just someone that's really inconsistent and very flaky and the first date didn't go too well, the second date didn't go that well, I'm not going to pull out all the stops. That's just my personal thing.
So you said the first date didn't go too well, then the second date didn't go too well. Why are you still talking to the person? I'm saying obviously the first date and the second date went good, so at the third or the fourth, will you be in the kitchen after that? So I'm not looking at the negative aspect of it. I'm looking like, because if the first and the second date didn't go well, I doubt there'll ever be a third, or you won't even want to see that person again. So, you know, obviously the first and the second date gonna have to go good for you to get to that third and the fourth date, which, you know, I'm gonna want you in the kitchen. I'm gonna see, you know, my famous line from the show, what can you do in the kitchen? I'm gonna want to see that. I'm gonna want to see that after the third or the fourth date. That's all we just asking for a yes or no on that one.
But also, let me ask something else, too. relationships, especially for men, it is a risk, and it's actually a more financial risk for us than anything. Women really don't have a financial risk like we do a lot of times. You get what I'm saying? So for instance, you know, but as a man, you want to impress your woman, you want to impress your wife or whoever you got. Like for me, like with my wife, I mean, I knew she was just a special woman from the get-go, okay? So I said, man, I'm going to do something I never did for anybody before. I remember it was Valentine's Day, and they had this romance under the sea dinner thing at the aquarium restaurant downtown Houston, and they had a 5-course meal. They took your picture, gave you a bottle of wine, all this. I mean, this junk was nice. Waiters had tuxedos, everything, right? Then after that,
nice.
I took the wife on a horse and carriage ride downtown Houston. You feel me? So she never did that before or whatever, but I felt, you know, she deserved every bit of that. Okay, because of the kind of person she was. Now, it wasn't on the first date I did that, or the second date. That was like a few months into the relationship. And like I said, I'm not going to say what I spent, because it doesn't matter. But, all that I'm telling you, it wasn't no sizzler. Okay? So, but see, way before that, I asked my wife, can you make, you know, a certain thing I asked her to make? And she was like, oh, yeah, I can make that. And shoot, she made that for me. Boy, I was so happy and impressed. I was just impressed. I was like, man, I went to work. I like, man, I said, you know, who is that? My new girlfriend, she could cook. I said, shoot, she can clean up. Like, she had washed my clothes one time. She did this, she did that. I said, she could do everything. And but my homeboys are like, man, I wouldn't let that one go. No, I wouldn't. And that's why, like I say, and plus she's been, you know, been nothing but supportive and a good woman to me and stuff like that. So, I mean, yeah, I love her very much. That's why I married her. You know what I'm saying? That's what most men want. They want a woman that's going to treat them good, that's going to cook, you know, for them. And like I say, my wife going to make me some sushi today. All I did was ask. I didn't have to twist her arm.
Wow.
So when her birthdays and all this other stuff come up, she don't have to worry about me giving her anything. Because I'm going to make sure I do it because of what she does without me asking her. That's what make a man stay with you. That's what make a man you want to marry you. Doing the things that a man likes without him asking.
Exactly. Exactly. I definitely got to agree with you on that, man, because with those similar qualities, man, I mean, I definitely agree with you. You got a jewel, so, you know, that's something you gotta snatch up real quick. And, you know, with some of the attitudes that, you know, we run into today is the total opposite. And then, you know, we have to have a lot of seminars as far as, you know, why am I single, you know? So, I mean, I think she need to go out. I think your wife need to go out and give some seminars to make it better for me out there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, Ms. Gabrielle, you go cook now after 3 weeks?
My answer is going to be depends on the person, okay?
Shoot, me and Lamar tag teaming on you tonight. You going to cook for somebody.
I know.
We feel bad.
Hey, we usually don't have like this, man. It's usually always more females than men or whatever. So, yeah, we usually don't have like this. So, yeah, Gabrielle, when can we get some food? You know what I'm saying? Where are you? Are you in Houston, too? I come to Houston all the time.
No,
can I get
North
a meal?
I'm in North Carolina. If you want to come down here. Depending on how, like, if it's a really nice 3 weeks, even if it's a really nice 3 weeks.
This is
stipulation. I'll cook you something. Okay, what's your favorite food, all right?
My favorite food, I mean, I'm from the South, so I'm from the Gulf Coast, so I like seafood, you know. I also like steaks, you know. Yeah, pretty much seafood and steaks, a nice ribeye or some nice, you know, fish. Tilapia, shrimp, fried shrimp, crab claws, you know, stuff like that. That's what I like. You know, that's as far as my favorite. So,
that's,
you know, North Carolina. You know, North Carolina ain't too far from the ATL now. I might be calling you again. I'm like, I need my meal.
All right, well, you know, we'll see. We'll see. All right, I'll make you some. Whatever type of shrimp and some whatever else you want, some little side dishes and all that, make you some dessert too.
Now don't pull a Kenya from Housewives Atlanta. Talking about she'll cook a man a home cooked meal. She got a bunch of frozen stuff and microwaved it and put it on a plate and say, "Oh, look what I cooked for you."
Exactly.
I cook all my food from scratch, especially if it's going to be for guests. I don't do that little frozen vegetables from Walmart and some ramen noodles and call that something. Like, no.
Okay, so Gabrielle, so you know, it sounds like you say you know how to cook real good, but you just going to hold out on cooking.
Because I'm a good cook.
You're going to hold out for a while.
Yeah.
That's what it's not like I'm hearing. It's not like you know how to cook, but you just gonna hold out on brothers. You know, when we come and we meet you, we sit down and we talk to you, and then we giving you us.
Oh,
you know, we telling you what we do, but you sound like you just want to hold out.
Okay, well, do you want me to sit there after I cook you a meal? You want me, if your button falls off your shirt, you want me to sit there and sew it back on, and then after I sewed it, you want me to pick it up off, you know, pick it up and iron it because it got wrinkled when I was sewing it back together, and then.
I'm just saying, everybody can cook. From what you just said, it sounds like you just said, well, you heard I was from the South. You're like, well, I'll throw you up some stuff, shrimp, and some of this. You know, everybody can't just do stuff, shrimp. You know what I'm saying? You got me excited and stuff, and you just don't hold that out on me.
Taught to cook. Like, I have a little mixture of kind of Southern and then African mixed in. So I have those values, the Betty Crocker type stuff was something that was embedded in me. I have pictures of me when I think I was 3 years old. I spilled something on the floor, and I had to clean it up, and there was actually a picture. I had to find it. So...
Mhm. So you good at all of that, so answer this for me, Gabrielle. Is that something that you like doing? I mean, you know, do you like doing that? Is that something that you enjoy? Is making stuff like that?
I like to cook. Yeah.
So why you gotta hold out? Why you gotta put a time frame on it?
I don't want to sit there and waste my time.
You know,
but it's okay for a guy to waste his money taking you out, even if he took you to McDonald's on a dollar menu. Because you say you like expensive stuff, so a guy can take you to the dollar menu at McDonald's, get you about a double cheeseburger, maybe some $1.29 apple pie.
About it.
What?
But I said I'm a vegetarian. I don't know about that.
Okay,
but,
well, he could take y'all somewhere.
Okay, you don't have to spend money. I had a friend take me out for some frozen yogurt, and that was the nicest date, one of the best dates I ever had. We only spent like $4, and we talked for 3 hours straight. So,
I play high school and I play college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Within the first day or two of us meeting, is say I had a game. I would invite you to the game because playing basketball is something that I love and that I enjoy doing, so I don't mind you sharing in that experience with me. If cooking is something that you like doing, why can't I share that experience with you early after that first or second date? Why you got to hold out? I wouldn't hold out on my games. That's something that you like doing. So why wouldn't you just do it for me up front? She even got quiet on me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's trying to think of what lies she can tell.
That's not a lie. I just don't, like you say, I don't want to, like, okay, it's kind of like how there's some guys that say, I don't want to spend $500 on a girl I don't know. That's just.
But it's something that you like doing, so that night, it ain't like you ain't going to eat either, so you're going to be satisfied that night by your cooking anyway. So it ain't like you ain't going to eat. So it ain't like you wasted your time, you know, and then we take the risk all the time is spending our money when we take you out or whatever we do. You know, everything that you do, nothing is free. Everything that you do. If I just come to your house and chill and we watch a Redbox movie, I still got to pay for gas to get that. You got to go to get the Redbox movie. I still got to do this and do that. So I'm still spending money either way it go. So, I mean, huh?
I said, all $15 of your money?
It don't matter if it's $15, $50.
It don't matter if it's $15. I still spent it.
Ain't nobody giving nobody a dime. We ain't got no money trees at our house. $15. What's that supposed to mean?
Exactly. What about, so on the first date, can I take $20, go buy a couple? Can I take them $20? Since obviously you say $15 ain't a lot of money. Can I take them $15? Go buy a few seasonings, go buy some chicken and stuff like that, a couple vegetables, and you cook it up for me on the first date then, since $15 ain't no money?
Yeah, if you bought it, yeah. I'm not going to.
All right, Gabrielle, then we got a date then.
So it's going to cost you $25 to get to and from the house.
Exactly. I mean, I live in Atlanta. You can live in the city limits of Atlanta and still live 45, 50 minutes from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And gas ain't cheap.
No, gas ain't cheap. But but y'all acting a fool tonight, boy. Let me Lamar, I'm gonna take a question and tell him to get a quick question. You mind answering any questions?
Okay, let's go.
All right. Area code 716. You got a quick question for Lamar?
Hello, Lamar. This is A Money of the A Money Show Train. I just tuned in. I'm enjoying the show. I don't have a question. I just want to tell her to cook for him. You know, you might enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? The little gas money or whatever that they might complain about. I mean, the cooking is what is, you know, gets to the man's heart. If you feel his stomach is good, his heart is overflowing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, money. I love you already, babe.
That's one. That is wonderful. And hold on, little gas money. Have you seen the gas prices?
I figured like this. Gas is nothing compared to what you're driving to, because in all actuality, we pride ourselves in our temple. So if it's something you like, you're gonna pay $50 to get to it. So it's nothing.
I mean, hey, money, check it out. That's what I was saying earlier in the show. If you heard, like you said, you pride yourself in your temple. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, we can get sex nowadays before we can get a good meal, before we can get some good cooking.
I don't think so.
That's all I'm saying.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Ma'am,
not here anyways.
Maybe not with you, but these females today, all you got to do is say hi and you can get a baby out of them.
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, I agree with you there,
If a guy say, "Ooh, you look so good to be my baby mama," the woman like, "Hee, you're so cute." If he's doing that, come on. This is the time we live in. Maybe not you, but this is the time we live in.
She's not secure. There are so many women that are not secure with themselves, and of course, they cock ego for whatever shows them favor, you know what I'm saying? But it starts at home with the upbringing as well, too. And if you don't have that, you don't have the father's love, then you seek for it in all the wrong places. So there you are, you letting somebody cook in your kitchen when they're not supposed to.
I mean, hey, I can't disagree with you there, but it is a lot of them out there like that who just going to give it up, you know, before they actually – get in the kitchen. And I think it's some out there who could have had, you know, that father's love at home, and, you know, they still might just, you know. I don't know everybody's situation, so I won't speak on everybody's situation. I'm just saying I feel like today you can get a woman in the bedroom or you can get a woman in the kitchen.
You can get a woman in the bedroom, but the flip side of it is, you know, we can get a man in the bedroom just as quick, so... You know, it's vice versa. He never knows what he's getting once he gets her in that room. It could be a man, a female, or whatever. You know, sometimes he just see the butt smile, you know, and he's sold.
Hold on, when you say man or female, what are you talking about, man or female or whatever? What do you mean?
Well, because in these days and times, you know what I'm saying, you have people out there that's on it like that, and they're tricking a lot of guys, you know what I'm saying? I see it being done. I know people it's been done too, and because the man is just keyed right in onto the assets, you know, he went home with a female man.
So you're basically trying to say dudes and got tricked up with trannies.
Right, and because they're not looking like, you know, they're actually looking better than some of the females walking around, you know, and they're out here doing
that.
And
do you
think
that's
sad? Just go to Atlanta.
And men walking around looking, I'm going to what you say, looking better than the females. Well, females in Atlanta, that's sad.
Absolutely.
If the guys outshining y'all out there, man, that is sad.
That is real sad. I mean, you know, they have all type of surgery, steroids. I mean, come on. I mean, it's crazy, but... That's what happened.
I hear all these stories about Atlanta. Y'all made me afraid to go out there. Go ahead and promise.
Man, I'm out here, man. man. I'm out here in Atlanta right now, man, and you know I haven't had that problem of running into any of the trainees. I mean, they're out here. I think they have their own little environment and their own little world. That's not a world that I go into. I mean, just like if you're a homosexual, they have their own side. Pretty much, they have their own side of town. You know, and if you're not going seeking that and looking for that, then you know, if you're going out to a night spot, there's night spots that you can go out to that's specifically for that. You know, so if you're not going out seeking it, then you may not run into it as much. You know, now it's a different story when you're out in the mall. You might see, you know, different things there out in the mall. But when you're going out to a bar, club, things like that, they have their areas just like, you know, we have our areas. So I don't have that problem in the running into, I feel like, trannies and things like that. So, you know, fortunately, I haven't had, you know, any kind of incidences with that.
That's good.
Okay, well, Miss A-Train, thank you for calling the show, and appreciate you joining and making us laugh.
Thank you. I enjoyed the show.
Oh, yeah, definitely keep coming back. We got more shows coming every week.
And tune into the A-Money Show Train.
All right, so yeah, I'm going to hit you up.
Thank you.
All right.
A-Money.
So, let me see. I'm going to see who else I got here on the switchboard. Let's see. Area code 251. Got any questions for Lamar? I guess they can't hear me. Area code 251. Guess they don't hear me. Let's see here. Area code 205. You got any questions for Lamar? Guess they can't hear me either. Anyway.
Yeah,
you know, like I said, I saw him there and tried to let everybody get some questions in and stuff like that. And but Miss A-Train, she was cool. I like her. She says she got a show and everything. I wonder if she do YouTube videos. I don't know. I don't know if she was stepping that hornet's nest. Anyway, so Lamar.
Yeah, okay, I'm here.
Yeah. So Miss Gabrielle, you got like one more. You had like another question for Lamar?
What kind of women get your attention?
Say that again for me.
What kind of women get your attention?
Well, I mean, first off, I'm not gonna fake the funk. You know, first, once you see somebody, it's nothing but physical. You know, it's like physical plays a huge role, but then it plays a small role. You know, so once I see you out, it's just that woman who is sexy, you know, and sexy to me is not, you know, double D's and a huge butt. You know, sexy to me is the way woman. Huh?
Be for yourself.
But, you know, to me, sexy is that girl who carries herself like she knows she's sexy. Like she knows she's sexy. You know, like she can have, she don't have to have the huge breasts or the huge butt. But if she's carrying herself and she just had that walk and that thing about her, you know, that attracts me, then, you know, I'm all with that. You know, that's what's going to attract me physically, you know, because she has so much about herself to where when she's walking out and about, you know, she's just sexy to me, you know. And, you know, a lot of guys think of sexy in different terms, but as far as me, it's all in how you're carrying yourself. So you don't have to have the D cups, or you don't have to have a huge butt. You can just have a nice little figure, have yourself some heels, nice little, you know, tight jeans or a nice shirt, and then you walk up in that thing like you everything, and I'm gonna be attracted to that, you know. So, you know, so that's pretty much the physical part, you know, of it. And it's just, you know, it kind of plays in with the mental as well, because, you know, you got to have that high self-esteem to even think of yourself highly to where you're walking in knowing that you're the sexiest thing in the room. So that confidence is something so that's kind of physical and mental, because that confidence is very attractive to me as well. So, you know, that's what I'm attracted to, that confidence, that sexiness. And then when I actually started talking to you, somebody who is motivated about life and motivated about doing things for themselves, and somebody who has a sense of spirituality about them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just that go-getter and that person who's out seeking to do things for themselves and motivate them, because when we eventually get together, we're going to be a partnership, and that way we're going to be end up motivating each other. So days that I'm not doing that well, she's going to be doing things to motivate me, and she's not even going to have to talk to motivate me. She's just going to be doing her thing, and that's going to be motivate me, just like I'm out doing my thing, and that's going to motivate her. So that's just that whole self-confidence thing is just very sexy and very attractive to me, and that's what kind of pulls me in.
So you're not the type that says that, oh, well, if you ain't got a big booty, I ain't checking for you, because I've heard a lot of men say things like that. So
I mean, that's not me. It is a lot of guys who say things like that, and I ain't gonna lie, I got friends like that, you know, who if a girl got a big booty, she can look like who whatever in the face, you know, and they'll still go for her. But that's just not me.
She can look like a bag of nickels got in the face. Oh no, that ain't gonna work.
But the thing is, I got friends like that. But for me, you know, she don't have to have a huge butt. She don't have to have huge breasts. It's just all in the way she carries herself. It's the way that you carry yourself, that's what makes the sexiness for me, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm not taking it all the way to the drastic ends to where you just got, you know, like I told you, you know, I like somebody who's healthy, and you see on the show that I like somebody who stays fit. So I'm not saying, you know, you can be just huge, and you're not my type. That's somebody else's type. It's not my type. So, you know, you still got to be fit. You still got to be in shape. But when you carry yourself in that room and that, I see that sexiness, and I see you walking in like, you know, you just the sexiest thing on the planet, because I think I'm a nice-looking brother too. So, you know, hey, I think me and you need to be together. So that's what's attracting me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said about the physical attraction at first. That's what you was talking about? And,
that physical attraction, yeah, that physical attraction has to be there. You know, I'm not even going to
face it. That's why I jumped in and said what I said, but at the end of the day, like what you said is true. It's about the heart of a woman and how she treats you and stuff like that, because she can have all, because I've seen you know good and well, you've seen chicks, I mean, just like maybe some 20s, but their attitude make them like a negative 10.
So exactly.
Or they could be as dumb as a box of rocks and can't carry a conversation, too. And I've seen that a lot. So it's more
I've definitely seen it. I've experienced it. I mean, there have been girls who I've walked up to. I mean, if they wouldn't open their mouth physically, they was just bad. I mean, it ain't nothing else to say. It's just bad. You know, then walk up to them, they open their mouth, and then okay, it was nice meeting you. I'll talk to you later. You know, so it's definitely what's coming out your mouth. So that's why I said at the beginning, the physical part plays a huge role, but then once you open that mouth, it plays a very small role. If that physical gets me to you, and then, you know, after you open your mouth, that's what has to carry the rest. That's what's, you know, that confidence and who you are and how you speak and things like that. That's what's going to, you know, continue to get me intrigued and keep me intrigued.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm pretty sure you're the type that can get any type of attractive woman, so you're not out there just looking for, you know, you're not just impressed by a pretty face or a nice body. That's what I'm getting from you.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because, I mean, if I wanted a girlfriend right now who is just beautiful and don't need any other attributes, if I just wanted a showpiece, yeah, I can have that right now. You know, but when it comes to meeting all the other qualifications as far as having a head on your shoulders, meeting us on a common ground as far as, like, spirituality and things like that, as far as you bringing up the kitchen again, what you're doing in life, what motivates you, you know. So, honestly, those are some simple things, but nowadays it's been made like those aren't simple things to find, because if those were simple things to find, I would already be married. So, you know, so that's what I need. If I just wanted a showpiece, yeah, I could be married by now. I can go get married tomorrow.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Not exactly, which is why I'm not.
Dude, you talking about that show money. You won't have that show money for long.
Hey, exactly.
Dude, you'll see how that judge will treat you real quick. Trust me.
Exactly. And she now owns everything. I'm going to be working for her. Like I said earlier in the show, y'all going to see me out on TV, VH1, other shows possibly, and still see me flipping some burgers at McDonald's saying, "What you want to upsize that combo? I mean, you want a large drink? What you want, strawberry, Coke?" Oh.
Hello, so Lamar, you're talking about other shows, so what you trying to do? You trying to be the next Real Chance of Love?
The Real Chance of Love? Nah, man. You know,
Ray J.
I'm going to tell you like this. If they want to do some more shows with me on me finding my Miss Wright or finding my main girl, or, you know, if I'm the possible winner of this show and I find my love on this show and they want to follow us around, then I would do it, you know. But,
I got a question, too. Now I'm thinking about it. I've seen the females on the show. Now, let me ask you a question. How do the sisters respond to that one?
The last of it all.
Oh, that last of told it all.
Oh, man. I thought Gabriel would have asked that one. I ain't gonna lie, man. I got a lot of emails. I got a lot of text messages. I got a lot of tweets. I got a lot of Facebook messages that said, "Hey, where the sisters at?" or whatever. And just, let me just put that out there for everybody. I did not pick the girls who are on the show. You were tricked when we out to the show. Like, if you saw the premise of the show, is we thought we were being put out there to be matched up with girls. We thought those three girls were our matchmakers. So with us thinking that our matchmakers, I'm not thinking about them as your actual mate. We thinking that we're gonna be hooked up with somebody else. So those three girls, when they eventually we found out that they were the ones looking for love, but like I said, I had nothing to do with picking the girls. I date whoever I like. I don't feel like beauty has a color, but you know, I ain't gonna lie, I love the sisters.
No, that question wasn't directed like, "Oh, where the black women at?" No, that's not, man, I'm like this, yeah. Date who you want. Brothers doing what they want to do these days for a lot of reasons. But and Miss Gabrielle even know why. But what I'm saying is I already know how they will respond to it. That's why I asked that question.
Exactly. And I wanted to answer it like that because for all of those people who are listening out there, because they also asked me, "What are sisters at? What is that who you date? Is that all who you date?" And things like that. So that, I think that responds to your question. I think that responds to their question as well, because they've been hitting me up a lot about that, saying, "Hey, what are sisters at?" And also, "Hey, are those the only type of women that you date?" So, no, to all those people out there, no, those aren't the only type of women I date. I love myself some sisters. I don't feel like beauty has a color, so I give anybody a chance.
There you go. You answered the question. So stop sweating the man. Stop telling the man stuff like, "All you want is them women," and isn't like, you don't know. Well, shoot, make yourself a better presentation, and maybe you pick you.
Hey, exactly. I'm out there, man. Y'all see me in the streets, you know, everybody who hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. I'm in Atlanta, you know, I'm around, you know. You see me out, hit me up, you know, hit me up on my Twitter. I'm out there.
No, I'm saying you in Chocolate City. Now, one of them can't get your attention in Chocolate City. What's wrong with them? That's what,
man,
I'm saying.
It's a whole other world. Man, it's a whole nother world and a whole nother dating scene out here in ATL, man. That's a whole nother show. The dating scene in ATL, man, is crazy, man. That's all I can say. It's crazy. It's a lot, I ain't gonna lie, it's a lot of beautiful women out here, but obviously right now, as far as in Atlanta is concerned, I just hadn't met the right one. But, you know, I've had experiences here that I haven't had in any of the cities that I've lived in before.
That's part of life, brother. Always experience. Now, was the show shot out in California?
Yeah, the show was shot out in California, not too far from Hollywood.
Oh,
not in L.A.
Okay, L.A. I love L.A. I got to get it back out there this summer. I love it out there.
Yeah, so, yeah, we was pretty much, as you can see on the show, you probably can't see it as much, but, yeah, we was pretty much in the house with 13 other guys, things like that. So, you know, as far as, like, seeing the city, we went out on the dates, you know, that you see us on out there or whatever, but, yeah, we was pretty much kind of contained, so we didn't see a whole lot of the more of the city that we probably wanted to. So it's still a city that, you know, I need to go out and get out and about into a little bit more, you know.
Oh, yeah,
friends,
man. It's wonderful out there. Wonderful.
Yeah, so I'll definitely be getting out there some more.
Sure. First time I went out there, I wanted to move.
You want to?
I wanted to move. I just love it.
Yeah, so all the women out there who from, all the women out there who from L.A., then, hey, I might be in your area soon. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Keep up with the show. And who knows? I might be out there looking for you, or actually, you know, the three girls who are out there who are on the show, you know, live out there. So you might see me out and about with one of them. So, you know, you gotta still, like I've been saying, you gotta stay tuned in on Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, and kind of see what happens.
Now you ain't gonna have nobody. You ain't gonna have nobody in L.A. tell you anything about why you ain't with the sister. You ain't gonna have it over there because they is totally different about that over there. Everybody's with everybody out there. I'm telling you, everybody's with everybody out there.
Oh, okay. You know,
I noticed in the South, I noticed that that you know you have more of that in the South. Trust me, I'm from the South.
Yeah.
I know. I went to the West Coast. I didn't see any of that. People's like, whatever. That's your business. Do what you do. You know?
Exactly. Which is something that pretty much limits a little bit of my experience. You know. Being raised in Mobile, Alabama, you know, you saw a lot of that. You know, a lot of people don't believe that in this day and age that a lot of the racism still, you know, doesn't exist, you know, and things like that. But as far as, you know, when I'm coming up in school, you know, you got to look at the age group that we're coming up with, and then you don't look at them. You got to look at their parents as far as like what their attitudes are towards, you know, other races and things like that. So when I was out in Mobile, like me and my homeboys, we saw girls of a different nationality who were attractive, but we didn't know how to approach them because, you know, we never saw them talking to anybody like us except, you know, late at night when nobody was seeing it. Because, like I said, I played basketball all through college, and I played basketball at a college for a couple of years in Mobile, Alabama. And it was like whenever you seen an interracial type couple, it was like extra, extra, extra late at night. But, you know, during the day, you didn't see that. So, I mean, it's a ton of experiences that I have growing up in Alabama that, you know, that whole Southern thing and that racism was pretty much still there. Nothing that I let keep me down, but it was something that was still there as far as, like, the dating scene is concerned. And then once that kind of loosened up a little bit, you know, you may see it a little bit more now, but, you know, back in the day, you know, you didn't really, like, see it as much, and people just don't believe that our age group still experiences things like that. But, you know, we do. But me, that's why I love my first trip to Miami. I saw all different nationalities, everything, and I saw people dating different people, and I loved it down there. I still love Miami. I still go down there about 3-4 times every summer. So it's just, you know, that's just the whole experience. But unfortunately, growing up, I didn't have the whole opportunity of just dating all of these different nationalities. But to me, see, still to this day, beauty is beauty, and I date whoever. But, you know, my experience has pretty much only been with the sisters as of right now.
Okay. Now, Ms. Gabriella, got anything to ask him? Because we got 11 minutes left on the show. Want to dig at him a little bit more?
Hey, I think we done beat up on hell a little bit. We done had a little advantage.
You made me feel bad because I don't be cooking just for random people, so I feel I'm feeling kind of funny. But
okay, we can leave the cooking alone.
we went all Justice League on Gabriella today. Just teamed up.
You feel like I'm just some type of strange person because I'm just like I'm just now getting into the dating scene. All right, so don't expect me to.
But well, we're trying to educate you. See, we're educating you. Is this education?
Education, huh? Okay.
Yeah,
that's what you want to call
it.
Yeah,
well, you know. And when you find out,
it got to be.
every single guy that takes me out, as many days as I go on, I'm just going to start giving, just cooking dinners for every single one, then, if that's the case.
When you look at it like that, we taking every single girl out somewhere to where we think is nice. So if you want to cook, then, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if we end up taking you out on the first date and then it's a bad experience, we still going to be out of whatever we're out of. But, you know, we've gotten immune to even thinking about the money aspect of it after it didn't go well. We always know that it's a risk in the first place. So if you want to cook for some of us on the first, second date, then, hey, it's all good.
Mm-hmm. Wow, now I'm going to be missing for a minute. Miss A Money Train said Lamar should take Miss Gabriella out.
She said I need to take Miss Gabriella out?
Yeah.
So, Gabriella, when I take you out that first week, am I getting cooked for that next week?
All right, well, if it's true, if you actually do come down here and wine me and dine me, yeah.
Okay, so we said, hey, man, we just got an answer. We said we take you out and wine and dine you on the night, you get cooked for.
Yeah, as long as you ain't playing games, yeah, I'll cook for you.
Okay, so that is, to all the men out there, you take them out the first, second time, wine them and dine them, and then after that, we can get them to cook for you. So that's the final answer. That's for all the women who are listening right now. We're going to set that out as the new rule. I'm going to give you a leeway. After two dates of us taking you out, then y'all cook for us. That's the new rule. And we're going to email Steve Harvey and put it in his book, and we're going to email everybody else, and we're going to tweet it. If she burned me some ramen noodles or do some junk like that after that, and that's what she called cooking, then that answers my question that I say on the show, that I get all the messages to and tweets to. When I ask the girl what can she do in the kitchen, that tells me what she can do in the kitchen, and I can choose to stay or I can choose to go.
My concern is that I can cook well, so I don't want you to be all hung up on that cooking, and then you're going to be coming back every single week asking for a dinner. That's what I'm worried about. You don't understand, because every time I cook something, no matter who it is for, they're like, oh, that's good. Can I have some more? Like every single week, I gotta cook.
You just saying your skills are.
What you want somebody to say? Oh man, your cooking sucks. What are you doing? Just messing up meat. That what you want them to say?
No, but I'm saying they keep asking for more though.
Isn't that a good thing?
It's like that little mouth of cookie type stuff. You know, they all read that book.
But you like. You said you like to do it.
But people are getting greedy. I can't be making over there bringing you, like, some Tupperware meals to your job every single day.
But I'm saying, you said you like to do it. And I'll put an equal balance there. I take you out, you cook for me. We can have a nice little positive balance there. You know, I take you out a couple times, you cook for me. I take you out a couple times, you cook for me. Okay, it can be a nice little balance right there or whatever. So, I mean, you might get you be taking you out to these nice place, whatever. You might end up turning your nose down at Chili's after I done took you to Ruth Chris. And now you don't want Chili's no more, not places like Ruth Chris. So it's the same thing. You get me used to some of your good cooking. What if you end up getting used to some of these nice places I'm taking you to?
Yeah, but see, the thing is, you got to take a place that serves a lot of vegetables because she'll say she's a vegetarian.
I ain't fit, though.
Huh?
I eat fish. I'm not that limited to what I can eat.
Oh yeah, I know you can eat fish. I know you can eat fowl also. But the thing is, now some fowl is chicken. That's what I mean by fowl.
I don't eat that. I can't eat chicken. So.
Oh, so you're a pescatarian then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll cook it, but I won't eat it.
You taking chicken away from a black man.
Don't
put
a stereotype on my show, brother. Talking about chicken from a black man.
I'm sorry, man. I like it baked. I like it fried. I like it sautéed. I mean, I'm sorry. I like I fried chicken. I'm sorry, but I mean we can do some things every day.
You type. You listen to this right into it.
I'm just. Hey, but we good on that seafood though. I mean I'm from the South. I like some seafood. I can eat some fish and shrimp, and I can eat that 30 types of different ways too.
Oh man, that's funny. But anyway, but y'all fool, man. See, this kind of program I like having, Lamar. Just having fun, you know. That's part of the show. Just enjoying ourselves, not being so. I think I kind of heard. Didn't you go on Tom Joyner or something? Didn't you go on him?
Yeah, man. I did the whole Tom Joyner thing, and that's why I was reiterating with you guys. You know, they asked me about, you know, the cooking and all that kind of stuff too, you know, and what I want. And like I said, I ain't going to shy away from it either, you know. And that was something that came pretty early after the show when I went to Tom Joyner. So that was pretty much a blessing. And, you know, it was a pretty humbling experience to get, you know, to get on that nationally syndicated show so quickly after our show aired. And it's just, I guess, being in the right place at the right time and having the right people behind you. You know, shout out to Rebecca Briscoe, that's my publicist. And she put the work in, and, you know, we're there, you know, so I'm expecting to do a lot of big things. And
you saw, shout out to Rebecca too. She's my person too, so we're working for the same person.
Yeah, and I remember when I first talked to Rebecca, you know, she was like, when we first started, she's like, are you ready? Because I move fast. Are you ready? And, you know, right off the back, you know, here we come with Tom Joyner. Here we come with one of the biggest bloggers in Atlanta, Talking with Tammy. Here we come with Rolling Out Magazine. Here we come with Vertical Magazine. Here we come with Control Magazine. NBC News 15 in Alabama. Mobile Press Register in Alabama. Tennessee newspaper. I mean, a ton of other bloggers who I know I'm just forgetting about. You know, I just did the red carpet and did a ton of interviews at the Trumpet Awards, the Georgia Entertainment Gala, red carpet there, a lot of interviews and stuff going on there as well. So, you know, it's been a constant, you know, it's been busy, you know, it's totally been a blessing since the show, you know, with the publicity. And it's great to see that all my people from Mobile, Alabama, from the state of, let me stop, the state of Alabama, getting behind me. And I lived in Tennessee for 2 years. I'm seeing how all my people there are getting behind me. In Oklahoma, everybody's getting behind me in this whole little movement of actually me just really finding a woman and going out there and having fun and being on TV. And, you know, people are just behind me and supporting me and wishing me well from all of these different states and cities. And I'm seeing the tweets, and, you know, the Twitter followers went up from a few hundred, you know, before the show started to over 10,000, things like that. So, you know, it's been mad love, and I just have to send out mad love to all of the people who've been out there putting me on, and even to you guys for even bringing me on the show. It's mad love. I really appreciate it.
It's a blessing to have you on. Like I said, I thank you for definitely taking up the time to come on the show. Like I said, I got to get all my stuff to, like I said, Ms. Rebecca about to keep me busy too. Like I said, me and her, you know, we grew up together. So, you know, back home. So that's family to me. So,
okay, I might have to call you and get some background stories on it and see something, because, you know, when Rebecca come to a meeting, hey, when she come to a meeting, man, and when she have a conference call with you, man, it's like, it's straight business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I like playing. I like to joke a lot here now. And when she came down for the Georgia Entertainment Gala, and, you know, I hooked her up with some of my people, you know, so we had a quick meeting, and we was getting prepared to go to the entertainment gala. And I mean, she's talking, and she's like, okay, Lamar, now you have this ready? Do you have that ready? Do you have this?
Oh,
like,
that's Rebecca for you. She owns
you. Yeah, I was like, Rebecca, you just so you're so serious. I mean,
but that's good. That's what you
got
to have. What you gotta have?
I try to offer a drink and get it loosened up, and you're like, well, baby, you know I'm all about business and stuff, so, you know, I can't do nothing but respect that. But yeah, she gonna have you working, and, you know, she like, come on, you know, I was at the Trumpet Awards this week, and, you know, she had me interviewing on the red carpet, and, you know, she walked past me, and, you know, Lamar this way, Lamar that way, and, you know, I'm interviewing with this person, I'm interviewing with that person, and, you know, and then we walked past that, and she told me a few other things. Now, did you remember this? Did you remember that? So, come on now, come on now. We doing this. We working.
Well, that's good. That's what you want to do. You want to stay, definitely stay working, because that's, hey, sitting at home, you don't do nothing. You don't collect checks at home, you know, unless you build a business. But I thank you, brother, for joining us tonight on the show. And make sure everyone catch Making Mr. Right on VH1. You say on Wednesday nights, correct?
Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. So check it out. You can see reruns at play. Go to follow me on Twitter, Lamar Ladd, LamarR Ladd, the number one, Lamar Ladd one. Follow me on Twitter, as I also post scenes that you didn't see from the actual show and things like that. So follow me on Twitter. I can show you on unseen shows, and also go to VH1. You can go to VH1.com, and you can see some of the past episodes, because right now, like I said, we're coming up on the fifth week right now, this coming up Wednesday. But check your local listings, and they're still showing reruns from the fourth episode as well.
Okay, and like I said, definitely, like I say, I hit you to follow on Twitter. Yeah, hit me with follow back, bro. You keep in touch at the Advice Show. Like I followed you. Yeah, okay. So I'm trying to make sure I have so many people I'm following here lately, or people following me. So it's like, you know how it gets when people are just hitting you with the follows, like, oh, this person followed me. How that happened? Like the other day when Cat Stacks followed me, I'm like, how that happened? Why she follow me all of a sudden? You know? So shoot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway, yeah, she's definitely a person. But anyway, Ms. Gabrielle, got anything to say before we leave?
Yes, the show's already stopped recording, but I already posted my link in the chat box. So it's under Gabriella Acer, and then you can click on it, and then on my fan page, there's links to every single website that I'm on. So you can find me on there.
Okay, definitely. I'll definitely hit you up. And again, I appreciate you guys for showing love and having me on the show. And anytime we can do something else, man, y'all hit me up.
Shoot, like, hey, man, you get in touch with Rebecca. She can get in touch with me. We stay in touch, so yeah. Shoot.
And my people is your people, so we good.
But all right, like I said, thank you, Lamar, for coming on the show. I wish you all the success in the world, and hope you make your first $10 million this year.
hey, exactly. Me too, man. We're going to speak that into existence.
Exactly. So, you know, for the Advice Show and everybody here, Ms. Gabriella as well, you have a good night and stay blessed. And we should be back Wednesday night, Ms. Gabriella?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Wednesday night. There we go. Wednesday night. We'll come back with a show. We'll come up with a topic very shortly. So thank you for everyone listening, and we'll see you Wednesday.
See you guys later.